Okay, now Murli's an idea.
Daddy is asking, have I read the Murli here previously? Of course, Daddy has.
Yeah, I mean, my God, so don't have a car. Yeah, Nepal, Tinchavari.
Before coming here?
Tinchavari. Kaise Murli sunai.
I read the Murli 3-4 times. So, I was talking about reading the Murli in Madhuban. Yes, my eyes will work. My ears will work. But it feels good to see the whole of you in class. Today's Murli, Sakar Murli 29th to be present in the midst of the family, first thing in the morning, to listen to Baba's Murli, to read Baba's Murli, it is very good for the whole day. Isn't that right? Only few brothers have come. Brothers, there's a good number of people who are here. Those who are sitting at the back, please come to the front. There's lots of space. The brothers also, please come to the front.
Murli, savere savere, sunna ya padha, sare din ke liye.
To read the Murli, to study the Murli, first thing in the morning, is very good food for churning.
Bara khazana milta
hai. It's a great treasure that we receive to churn for the whole day.
Meethe bache.
Sweet children.
Sunnavasta.
The stage of dead silence, complete silence.
Ashariri banne ka.
That is the stage of being bodiless. It is now the time to have the stage of deep silence, dead silence. That is the stage of being bodiless.
Ashi avasta mein. रहने का अभ्यास करो.
Practice staying in this stage.
Question.
Question.
सबसे ऊंची मंजिल कौन सी है?
What is the highest destination of all?
उसकी प्राप्ति कैसे होगी?
And how do you attain it?
उत्तर.
Answer.
संपूर्ण.
To become completely civilized. This is the highest destination. Only when there isn't the slightest mischief in your physical organs can you become completely civilized. Not to have any kind of mischief in the physical organs, especially which eyes, which organs cause the most mischief?
That
is saying the mouth, I want to eat this, I want to eat this. And when you see something, you want to eat it.
Dabai sampuran civilized bane. Dabai siya vita ho.
When you have such a stage, then you can meet the sovereignty of the world. When there is an initiation, it is remembered. Those who ascend to the sweetness of heaven, that is, they become kings of kings. Otherwise, they become subjects.
Judge karo.
So now,
check.
What is my attitude like?
कोई भी भूल तो नहीं होती है.
Am I making any mistakes?
Yeah. ओम शांति। आत्मवाणी होकर बैठना है। बच्चों समझाते
हैं अपन को आत्मा
समझो।
कंसीडर योरसेल्फ बाबा
आलोंडा से पूछते हैं।
बाबा इज नाउ आस्किंग
जो हमारी दादी जी ने आलोंडा
गुजरा दादी इस लौकिक मदर
सच में आत्मवाणी होती है या देहवाणी होती
है। What is the stage of the soul in the golden age? Are you soul conscious or body conscious?
Automatically.
Yes, so you automatically understand.
Then automatically soul conscious.
You don't need to remember this again and again. Yes.
There too,
you understand when your body has become old.
And
you therefore have to share it and take a new one.
जैसे सर्प का मिसाल है।
There is the example of the snake.
In the same way,
the soul shares this old body and takes a new one.
भगवान मिसाल दे समझाते हैं।
God explains.
तो मैं सभी बच्चों को ज्ञान की भूमि कर आप समान ज्ञानवान बनाना चाहिए।
You children have to pass this knowledge to all human beings and make them as knowledgeable as yourselves.
काम उत्तरम न हो।
So first you have to make pay attention to your intellect that it doesn't cause any issues.
अच्छी बना के।
You have to make sure that your stage is good.
सभी को आप समान बनाना चाहिए।
And you have to make everyone the same as yourself.
Yes sir. वैसे आत्मा में पुराना चाहे चोर नया लेते भगवान मिसाल दे समझाते हैं। तो मैं सब मनुष्यों को ज्ञान की बूंद बूंद कर आप समान ज्ञानवान बनाना है
जिससे
परेशानी निर्विकारी देवता बन जावे। ऊंचे से ऊंच पर आई है
मनुष्य
से देवता बनाना गायन भी है ना। मनुष्य को देवता किए
मनुष्य
को देवता किए किसने किया? देवताओं ने नहीं किया, भगवान ने।
It wasn't deities.
भगवान ही मनुष्यों को देवता बनाते हैं।
It's only God who changes human beings into deities.
मनुष्य इन बातों को जानते नहीं।
Human beings do not know these things.
सभी जगह पूछते हैं आपकी एम एन ऑब्जेक्ट क्या
है?
तो जो नहीं एम एन ऑब्जेक्ट की लिखत का छोटा पर्चा छपा हुआ हो जो कोई भी पूछे तो उनको वो पर्चा दे दो। इसे समझ जाए। बाबा ने बहुत अच्छी समझाया है।
Anyone ask you why you have a small leaflet printed explaining your aim and objective? They will be able to understand. Baba has explained all this very well. At this time, it is the iron age of your world in which there is a lot of sorrow.
Baba
is now doing the service of taking us human beings to the great, pure, golden age, land of happiness.
That is,
he is showing us the way. It isn't that we are giving the knowledge without duality. Those people consider this knowledge in the scriptures to be undivided knowledge.
Atma Paramatma Ek.
Knowledge of the soul and God together, undivided, duality, the dual knowledge of soul and God.
After knowledge, likhna bhi wrong hai.
Manchon ko clear kar batana hai.
Aisi likha chapati chapi hui ho, jo jhat se ban jaye. Kehno ka
udesh kya hai?
Kalayu ki patat. Bhrishtachari manchon ko
apad ko se nikal. Satya ki
पवित्र श्रेष्ठाचारी अपवासुकों के दुनिया में ले जाते हैं. बाबा जी एक ऐसे
बनाते
बच्चों को देता
है.
ऐसे क्लियर कर लिखना है. सब जगह ऐसे तुम्हारी लिखा रखी हो.
Everywhere you should have leaflets with such articles so that you can quickly print them, bring them and give them to people and they can realize that they are in the land of sorrow,
lying in the dirt.
People don't understand
that they are. I am in the
land of sorrow, human beings, and that we are the ones who take them into limitless happiness.
एक अच्छा पर्चा बनाना है जैसे बाबा ने भी छपाया था.
तो
सत्युगी हो
अरेयुगी हो
पर तो मनुष्य समझते
they don't understand anything. They consider jewels to be stones and just throw them away. These are the jewels of
knowledge.
Whereas those who are
there
are jewels in the
scripture.
You can clearly explain
so that
they realize that there is a lot of sorrow here. Let there be a list of the types of sorrow, and there must be at least 101 types of sorrow in that list. So write in this book, there is limitless sorrow. Write all this in this list.
And
opposite that, limitless happiness, there is no trace of sorrow. Establishing that kingdom, that is the land of happiness. We are establishing that land of happiness.
मनुष्यों का मुख बंद हो जाए.
ये कोई समय से तो नहीं है.
ऐसा समय दुख दाम है.
इसको तो है
चल को समान से
बैठे.
बड़ी बड़े महल नए नए मंदिर हाल बनाते रहते.
न्यू टेम्पल
ये तो नहीं जानते हैं. ये सब खत्म हो
जाने वाले.
पैसे तो इनको बहुत मिलते हैं. बाप ने समझाया सब है माया का साइंस का घमंड. मोटरें एरोप्लेन आदि सब माया का शो है.
Motors, aeroplanes, etc. All of that is the show of
Maya.
This is also
when
the father establishes heaven. So at the same time, Maya also shows her own splendor.
Maya ka pump.
This is called the pump of Maya. Your children are now establishing
peace. शांति स्थापन कर रहे हैं. अगर माया की का पवित्रता हो जाती है
तो
बच्चों को अंदर खाता है.
The conscience of your children bites.
जब कोई किसके नाम रूप में कि माया का जब किसके नाम रूप में
So what
Baba says, so
when someone becomes trapped in another's name,
of God, like
that is being
criminalization.
Whereas in the golden age, there is civilization.
In Devtaon ke aage,
everyone bows down in front of those deity idols, and they sing.
अंदर फील करते हैं आप निर्विकारी है हम विकारी है
यू आर वाइसलेस एंड वी आर विशेस फुल ऑफ वाइसेस
बाप कहते हैं
दिस इज व्हाई द फादर
हरे कंपनी अभी साको देखे
ईच वन
बड़े बड़े से महाराजी अपन को देखे हमारी बुद्धि किसके नाम रूप में तो नहीं जाती है
Is my intellect
able
to someone's name and form? Thinking so and so is very good.
ये करें और कुछ अंदर में आता है.
So do you have this?
ये तो बाबा जानते हैं. इस समय संपूर्ण civilization जो कोई है नहीं.
वे तो बिल्कुल जो पाठित
आनर आठत ने उनकी ही इस समय ऐसी civilized हो सकती है.
Only eight pass with honors and only they have civilized. They are civilized. They have civil eyes at this moment.
ऐसा आठ भी नहीं जरा भी चले मानी नहीं आवे बहुत मुश्किल है कोई विल नहीं ऐसे होते हैं
आंखें
कुछ न कुछ
धोखा
जरूर देती
है
तो ड्रामा जल्दी किसकी सिविलाइज नहीं बनाएगा
खूब प्रसाद कर
अपनी जांच करनी है
यू हैव टू मेक अ लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट एंड चेक योरसेल्फ checking point
kaha hamari aankhein dhoka to nahi deti hai vishwa ka malik banna badi unchi manzil hai chare to chakhe
those who ascend
chare
taste the sweetness of heaven
arthat rajaon ka raja bante gire
and if they fall
gire praja mein chale jayenge
they become part of the
aaj ka to kahenge
Nowadays,
बेकारी जमाना है बड़े कितने बड़े आदमी हुए समझो क्वीन है डर रहता
होगा people in position having fear that they might lose their position
amen कोई हमें उड़ा न देवे हर एक मनुष्य में अशांति है
कितने
अशांति फैलाते है
इवन सम चिल्ड्रन स्प्रेड सो मच पीसलेसनेस
Shanti,
Shanti,
Om.
आज कर रहे हैं तो कहेंगे भिखारी जमाना है, बरकत में बड़े आदमी है, समझो कोई नहीं है, उनके अंदर भी डर रहता होगा।
Nowadays they say it's the age of vices. Some important people, they think that there's the fear that they might be dethroned. There's peacelessness in every human being. Even some children spread so much peacelessness. You are establishing peace. And so first of all, you have to remain peaceful yourself, and you can then fill others with that power. There the kingdom itself is very peaceful. Your eyes become peaceful. The father says, check yourself. What was the attitude of myself, the soul, like today? This requires a lot of effort. Sometimes people don't tell the truth to the unlimited father. If you notice that you, when checking yourself, if you realize that there's been a mistake made, then instantly note it down. You must be making at least 10 to 20 mistakes every day. But no one tells the truth. Those who are body conscious will definitely commit one sin or another. Their conscience will continue to bite them. They don't even realize what a mistake is. Before knowledge, people had monkey intellect. Some changed by 50%, some changed by 10%, others changed by another percentage. But realize these eyes are very deceitful. The eyes are the sharpest. The father says, your souls came down bodiless. You didn't have bodies. Do you know at this time what other bodies you will take or what relationships you will enter? You cannot tell. You cannot remain in complete silence in the womb. The soul becomes completely silent. Only when the body grows do you come to know what you have to become. You simply shed that old body and return home. And then, when you take another body, you will play a part in the golden age. It is now the time to become completely silent. Each soul carries those sanskars with him, and these sanskars emerge when the body grows. You now have to return home, and so you have to forget this old world and also the consciousness of the body. You have to come to a stage where you do not remember anything else. You have to observe many precautions. Whatever is inside, that will emerge outside. Shri Baba has knowledge in him. He feels, I too have a part. It is of me that you say, ocean of knowledge. People sing this praise of him, but they don't know the meaning of it. But you understand the meaning of all of this. But the intellect of souls has become not worth a penny. Baba's using the English expression, not worth a penny. The father is now making you so wise. Human beings, people have millions, multi-millions, but that is the pomp of Maya. Whatever useful things of science you have now, you will have them there too. And those who have invented them will exist there too. They will not become kings. They will come to you at the end and will then teach others, teaching others how to invent things. You learn so much from the One Father. Only the One Father changes the world so much from what it was. There are those who invent those things and then spread them. One person invents something and then there's the expansion of it. Even manufacturing bombs, at first there was only one person who made the bombs. He would have understood that the world would be destroyed by this. Then he continued to make more. Science is needed there too, but there's still time. They study and become clever, becoming more refined in everything. Once they receive the introduction of the Father, they will come to heaven and become maids and servants. There everything is such that it gives happiness. Whatever existed in the land of happiness will exist there again. There is no question of any disease or sorrow. Here, there is limitless sorrow, and there is limitless happiness. We are now establishing it. Only the One Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. So first of all, your own stage has to become like that. You mustn't simply become a pandit. There's a story of a pandit who said that you can go across by taking the name of Rama. Cross the river by just taking the name of Rama. That story applies to this time. By having remembrance of the Father, you go from the ocean of poison to the ocean of milk. The stage of your children has to be very good here. If there isn't any power of yoga and your eyes are criminal, then the arrow cannot strike the target. The eyes have to be civil. Civil-eyed. Baba is saying civil-eyed, and this is like the English term, civil, civilized. If you give someone knowledge whilst in remembrance of the Father, the arrow will strike the target. So the sword of knowledge has to have the power of yoga. Through knowledge, you earn wealth, and you have the power of remembrance. Many children do not have any remembrance at all. They don't even know anything. The Father says, you have to explain to people that this is the land of sorrow and the golden age is the land of happiness. In the Iron Age, there is no mention of happiness. And even if there is happiness, that is like the droppings of a crow. There is limitless happiness in the golden age, but people don't understand the meaning of that. They continue to beat their heads for liberation. And no one knows about liberation in life. So how could they give knowledge? They actually come in the Rajo Pradhan period. So how could they teach Raj Yoga? They come in the middle period, the Rajo Pradhan stage. So how can they teach Raj Yoga? Here, the happiness is like the droppings of a crow. They don't even know what happened through Raj Yoga. You children know that this is the drama that is taking place. They write defamatory things about you in the papers, but that has to happen. There are all types of assault on the innocent ones. There are many types of sorrow in the world. There isn't any happiness here now. No matter how wealthy someone is, if he falls ill or goes blind, there is so much sorrow experienced. Write down everything in the list of the types of sorrows. All of these exist. All of these things exist in the at the end of the Iron Age in Ravan's kingdom. There isn't a single thing that causes sorrow in the Golden Age. The Golden Age existed in the past, but it is now the Confluence Age. The Father also comes at the Confluence Age. You now know which births you take in 5,000 years and how you come into sorrow from happiness. Those who have all of this knowledge in their intellects and who have imbibed all of this can understand it. The Father is filling the aprons of your children. It is remembered, wealth does not diminish, does not finish by donating it to others. If someone doesn't donate wealth, it is as though he doesn't have any. By giving wealth, it increases. But if one doesn't give, it does not receive any wealth also. There is the account. If you don't give anything, how could there be expansion? How would you receive it? So all of these are the imperishable truths of knowledge. It is number wise for everything. This is your spiritual army. Some souls will go and claim a high status, whereas others will attain the status of subjects, just as they did in the previous cycle. Acha, to the sweetest beloved, this is different today. Long lost and now found spiritual children, number wise according to your efforts, love, remembrance and good morning from deep within the heart, from the mother, the father and Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. Number wise according to effort, love and remembrances and from deep within the heart of the mother, father and Bap Dada. Essence for Dharana. In order to look after yourself, check at every step. A, what was the attitude of myself, the soul? What was it like today? Two, were my eyes civil? C, what sins did I commit under the influence of body consciousness? Two. What sin did I commit under the influence of body consciousness? Inculcate the imperishable wealth of knowledge into your intellect and then donate it. Definitely fill the food of knowledge with the power of remembrance. Blessing. Understand. May you become a hero actor by knowing the importance of the Confluence Age and paying special attention at every moment. What is my part? It's the hero part. While performing every act, always have this blessing in your awareness. I am a hero actor. When you have this awareness, your every act will then be special. Every second, every moment, and every thought will be elevated. At that time, you cannot say, well, these were only 5 minutes, that was just ordinary. Even 5 minutes of the confluence age are a big deal. They are very important. 5 minutes are greater than 5 years of the confluence age. And so, pay attention at every moment. In order to receive the fortune of the kingdom for all time, let there also be attention paid all the time. And the slogan, those who have the power of determination in their thoughts, every task is possible. For those who have the power of determination in their thoughts, every task is possible. When you have the power of determination in your thoughts, every task is possible. That is saying, did I read it well? The song is, I am so fortunate that I have received someone's love. I am so fortunate that I found the one who understands the secrets of my heart. There's love in the heart, the mouth is silent, and the eyes are bowed. This is the wonderful sign of the beloved.
Isi ne pure kiye aaj
today someone fulfilled the promises of love. And I received a beautiful prize of my loyalty, my faith. Every flower of my garden has begun to smile. It was so wonderful that at that time, because of this wonderful weather, I found the fruits of the spring. Beautiful old song, one of the golden oldies.
Om Shanti. पहले तो ये बताना है कि आज शाम को दादी का क्लास रहेगा.
This evening there will be Dadi's class.
आज तो हम यहाँ ऑडिटोरियम में ही रहते हैं.
Today we'll have it in the auditorium. Then we'll see later on when the next few days.
7:30 दादी क्लास करेंगे.
So 7 o'clock meditation, 7:30 class. Tonight it will be in the auditorium. Now Daddy will share something. Gentleman is telling, she announced about class this evening. Baba spoke about being a hero actor. That is wanting Jintiben to share something about the hero actor, what she's asking. That is saying she's not able to see so well. She can't see the faces. Out of love, I read them really for all of you. But I'm not able to see the faces of all of you so clearly. Does anyone have a question of if you have something that you would like clarified from today's Murali?
Jamila, aap mic lekar ke bolo to webcast wale bhi sune. Webcast ho raha hai.
Those who want to speak, please use the mic so that those on the webcast are also able to hear.
क्वेश्चन है. बाबा ने कहा कि आठ रतन जो है उनकी सिविलाइज है. बाबा ने कहा 108 माना 108 हम कहते तो आठ रतन की सिविलाइज है.
We speak about
दो की नहीं कहेंगे इतना.
The eight jewels being civilized, but the 108 बाबा said today are not civilized. So it's such a powerful, such a tough subject. So what is the level of having that civilization? What are the qualities of those eight souls that are completely civilized? Baba said even the 108 do not have this qualification.
आठ
What's the difference between the 8 and the 108? 8 are even better. The 100 are a little of a lesser quality. You might be looking at the 108, you look around, but then you say, well, this one's effort is a little bit better. And it emerges. No, it doesn't matter what happens. Each one has to pay attention on the self. Make sure that your intellect is not pulled by anyone's name or form.
Baba
draws our attention. Our effort does not. Make sure your effort is not just for namesake, just making do with everything. That I'm moving along fine, making effort, but value time. Have that regard for time. This is the time of the confluence age. So in the whole cycle, this is the only time for making effort. So recognize the time at this present moment. When there's recognition of time, you won't waste time.
Clarification, Baba ki murli. Ratan bhai ji. Ratan bhai puchte hain. My Sara hai aapke paas.
Kaun kar
raha hai? Ratan bhai.
Kaun kar
Ratan bhai, jisko piche baithe hain.
अच्छा
दादी बाबा आज भी बोला मुरली में दे अभिमानी बनना है
दे ही अभिमानी
हर बार बोलते हैं दे ही अभिमानी आत्म अभिमानी
Everyday Baba speaks about soul consciousness, being bodiless, being soul conscious, go beyond body consciousness. Today also Baba said the sword of knowledge will not work unless there is the power of yoga in it, the power of soul consciousness. But Baba's children have been listening to the Murli for so many years. Why are they still not able to have this dharana? The reason for all illnesses is lack of soul consciousness. If we were to become soul conscious, then all illnesses would go away. So even after so many years, people are still asking questions. So tell everyone, what special effort should we make so that we become soul conscious and make others the same? That is telling gentlemen to give a response.
Mm-hmm.
That is saying I wasn't able to hear clearly. So in essence, every day Baba draws our attention to the soul conscious stage. What is the reason that we're not able to become that even now?
Attention come.
Baba saying we don't have so much attention. The soul conscious stage has so much royalty. When you're in the stage of body consciousness, you're not concerned about your stage at that moment. If there's even the slightest bit of body consciousness, what happens? The vision, the attitude. For this to always be in that awareness, you'll see my effort. Because now we're becoming so subtle. There's so much subtle checking that needs to take place. Just seeing each one as a soul, a child of God. So my feeling inside, each one has to make their own effort and use the time of the confluence age in a worthwhile way. Earlier we used to talk about surrendering our body, mind and wealth. What are we going to do with it? So let us use it all in a worthwhile way. And then became a bit subtle, our thoughts, words and deeds. To be able to use all of these in a worthwhile way. Body, mind and wealth, the physical things and then the subtle things, the thoughts, words and deeds. Now it's even a question of our breath, our thoughts, our time, none of this to go to waste. So pay attention to the breath. And there's pain here. That's okay. Pain in the chest, but it's fine. Because of body consciousness, there is sometimes sorrow experience. If there isn't body consciousness, then there's no sorrow, but you're able to change. This is the bhavana that I have, the feeling that I have, that transformation has to take place.
दादी आपने कहा कि चेंज हो जाता है हम प्रैक्टिस
आज के मोड़ पर भी आप पढ़ के ध्यान देंगे.
If you study today's Murli and pay attention, you benefit a lot. Baba's drawn our attention a lot to what our stage has to be like. Now there's little time left.
यही प्रश्न है कि जो आपने कहा कि ध्यान रखते हैं हम बहुत ध्यान रखते हैं.
We pay a lot of attention and still something or other happens and we slip and a negative thought, a negative action takes place and then our conscience bites and then this creates a disturbance in our moving forward. Whilst paying attention, we're not able to move forward, but instead we end up slipping somewhere or the other and we're not able to continue. You may be paying attention, but you become a little slack even once, then that takes you downhill. So be very strict on yourself and continue to make effort relentlessly, and then there will be success in everything you do. We say we're paying attention, but even then our attention is lacking a little bit, and because of this there are mistakes made. Sometimes someone makes it, no one is tired of making effort, are they? Sometimes they think, oh, I've become tired. Whatever is my fortune, I'll be happy with that. You don't have such thoughts, do you? They think, well, let me just have liberation. I'm not bothered about liberation in life. But to realize the higher stage of liberation in life and to make efforts to that goal, to reach that goal. I feel by having deep conversations with one another, your intellect will work well. To going deep into knowledge with one another. This is Indu sitting here.
Indu.
Kavita from Borivali.
कुछ कहना चाहते हैं
कुछ कहना है हरी कास में
दादी आज की मुरली में बाबा ने जो वृत्ति को चेक करने की बात कही
today's मुरली बाबा talked about checking your attitude and sometimes we feel attitude is very subtle so how can we check whether it's fine or not is my attitude good or not essence is how do I check my attitude because it's so subtle
सुनो अपन में क्वेश्चन उठन कैसे करो उसी घरे
when you have the question how do I do this who am I asking
वृत्ति माने क्या
what does attitude mean
वृत्ति माने क्या
what is attitude
मोटे रूप में नहीं
it is something subtle it's very refined
किसी बात के चिंतन में रहने की
These are the thoughts that I have to have. I want to pass with honor and so I have to make sure I do this work. They do the work of the intellect to make sure that everything subtle is fine.
So, thore pursad mein. Kuch nahi hona.
Don't become happy with yourself making just a little bit of effort. Requires a lot of effort because the final thoughts will lead to my destination.
Bas, okay.
Thank you, Daddy. Bahut badhiya.
Many thanks. Asking Jyoti Ben if she'd like to say anything. She's saying I'm content. One brother wants to ask a question.
It is not a question. I have been trying to understand Hindi very well. Baba said that, Jnana Ratnam, means diamond, knowledge of diamond. Diamonds of knowledge should not jewels of knowledge should not think as
Baba just spoke about, do not think of this, do not think of the knowledge as stones, but think of it as the jewels of knowledge,
jewels of knowledge
having value for that knowledge.
Think as rocks or stones. That if we understand that, that we are always hearing a lot of then we understand the value of each word, we make it silly, simple. So that is one reason that our efforts are not reaching that target. I think
you're saying we're not making the effort of the required level because we don't consider the knowledge to be jewels, but we consider it to be like stones.
And it is all jewels of knowledge. Thank you.
So that's not a question, right? You're just making a statement. Okay. बता है कि बाबा ने कहा कि ज्ञान को पत्थर में मानो तो रतन मानो और जो ये भावना होंगी तो उसको धारण कर
पाए.
थैंक यू दादी.
नाउ वेरी गुड आंसर्स
ऑन एफर्ट एंड मोर सटल अटेंशन ऑन ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन. So let's have some yoga now. Abhi yoga mein baithte hain.
5 minute mein kisko kar do. 5 minute.
We'll have yoga now to finish. Om Shanti.